Ed, how are you? There you are.
Pretty good, Brad. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Tell me what the temperature is there right now.
You know, it was a little chilly out in the morning. It was only like 73 degrees. And I got probably up to a whopping probably like 84.
84?
You know? Yeah. Sun shining out there. A few clouds in the sky. I can't really complain too much. The only thing I can complain about is that I have to share a house with Peter Schmuck. But other than that, not too many complaints.
That is a worthwhile complaint in the complaint department. Are you guys already going at it?
I don't know. I mean, let's just say this. He already literally just stole one of my rolls of toilet paper from my bathroom. So
that's not cool.
I mean, it starts there. You know what I mean?
And where does it end, Ed? Where does it end?
Well, let's just say this is our second day here. So.
You guys will be best friends in 3 weeks. The good news is you're there the entire time for the sun. There's an end date for Schmuck, and I have a feeling, much like I pencil pitchers and catchers in my calendar, you have penciled in yours the day Peter Schmuck comes back to Baltimore.
I cannot confirm or deny that, but I just might have that penciled off. Actually, I think that's in pen. I don't think that's in pencil.
All right, so set the scene for us there today. I know there wasn't player access, but tell us about what you saw. Was it just empty fields? Was there a workout? What happened?
Well, there really wasn't anything really, like, official. Pretty much guys coming in and out, checking in. You saw a lot of the pitchers come in. A lot of position players came in early, too. You know, Adam Jones was in. He came in, played catch a little bit. Manny Machado was in. Nolan Reimold, that was a big deal. He was in. He hit live pitching for the first time in a while, and you know, just it was pretty cool to see a lot of the position players already. And I think the way Buck described it is there was only four or five guys who he hadn't seen yet.
And for Reimold, this is a big deal. This is the first time he's taken live BP since he had neck surgery last year. Is he a full go this spring?
Yeah, that's the way Buck described it. He described it exactly as that he's a full go, that you know, this is a big step for him, especially since he hasn't hit against live pitching since the surgery. So you know, he was talking about how he was a little anxious. He took balls from Scott McGregor, who's the rehab coordinator, also a spring training instructor here in Sarasota.
A crafty southpaw at this point.
Right. The crafty lefty who still got some stuff. So you know, it was it's obviously a big step for him, and the way Buck described it, I thought it was pretty interesting, was that, you know, he senses that Nolan's kind of got an edge this year, he's taken note that the team re-signed Nate McLaughlin, and that, you know, everyone's talking about him playing left field and stuff like that, and that, you know, that maybe that Nolan feels like he's a forgotten man, and he kind of likes that. Seeing that kind of look on his face, he's kind of got an edge, and that he's looking to prove people wrong, maybe.
And I see in your notebook you talk about Bundy and Gausman, and what is the plan for those two top pitching prospects this spring for the Orioles?
Yeah, they're going to get some starts, and they're going to get some
things.
You know, I think that it is a little interesting this spring because there is you know, the WBC kind of, you know, messes a little bit with the schedule. It adds another week to spring training, and you know, the one big thing here that the teams, you know, really have to be careful about it is really pacing the players and making sure that, you know, they're always in line for reaching their peak right around opening day. So in a lot of ways, that opens up some spots for some of these younger pitchers. And, you know, Bundy and Gausman are obviously going to be kind of at the top of that in terms of getting starts, you know, whether it's Grapefruit League starts or inter-squad starts in that first week of camp. I mean, I wouldn't assume that, you know, Buck kind of, you know, he engaged the idea that, you know, these guys have an opportunity to make the team, but I think that's obviously, you know, to some degree a long shot, but, you know, he doesn't want to take that out of their mind because, if, you know, these guys just blow everyone away. You know, obviously you earn your spots, but, yeah, like I said, I think it would be tough to think of both of those guys, you know, or either one of those guys, you know, starting the season on the big league roster. I know a lot of people, especially with Bundy, want to kind of see that. But you're going to get a lot of chance to see these guys, and especially that first week. The games start early; they start on the 23rd. So I would say that first week you're going to get to see your share of those two guys in starting roles. And you know, from here on out, the plan is that you know, the there's not going to be a situation where these guys are going to be shut down at, later in the season, where they're going to work their innings to the with the goal in mind that both of these guys are going to be available for them in September and October. So it's not going to be a Steven Strasburg thing, and that's something they're already planning out now, and they've been actually planning out for for some weeks and some months now, as far as how to work these guys' innings so that they're available, not just available to pitch in September, but available to help this, the team and the major league level.
Ed Encina, Orioles beat writer for the Baltimore Sun, with us from Sarasota, Florida. Ed, Brian Roberts, you remember last spring, he did not, it was a very slow drip of news, first of all, and second of all, his progression was slow. I remember being there, I think, in the second week of games, and he was just taking batting practice and getting out on the field. I mean, can we expect to see Brian Roberts playing a Grapefruit League game when this thing gets going on February 23rd?
I would say so, yeah, Brett. I think that this is a lot different than last year. I think that, one is the nature of the injury. I mean, this is more of a, probably back from the hip surgery and sports hernia surgery also. That's more of a physical thing. And, you have time dates on that. You can come back in 4 to 6 weeks or 2 to 3 weeks or whatever it is. But last year he was coming back from those concussions, and you just don't have that kind of time element. And it's really a case-by-case basis on how your body reacts and to each level of kind of stimulation, which was really why everything went really slow. I mean, I didn't see Brian today, but from everything I heard is that he's doing baseball activities and that he's a full go too. That's what Dan Duquette told us earlier today, is that he's a full go, you should expect to see him in the lineup when games start.
Very, very interesting development there. And Ed, what's the near future game plan? It's amazing to think inter-squad games, February 20th and the 21st? That's around the corner.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And that's to kind of develop, give some other pitchers some pitching. The one thing about Buck that I know that from covering him now, my second year covering him, is that he's always going to create innings for pitchers and for guys to play. So, he's a big fan of having these inter-squad games and stuff like that. So they're going to have an inter-squad game on the 20th. That's going to be an early game. It's going to be like a 10:30 game, because I think they have a golf tournament that they usually play in the afternoon. Then the 21st is going to be another inter-squad game. 22nd is going to be a regular workout day. And then the Grapefruit League games start up on the 23rd. And, this spring's interesting because, like I said, with WBC, it's a little bit more stretched out. You have a few more off days, but I would fully expect for Buck to utilize those off days with inter-squad games, which is, really what he usually does, just to get the most bang out of his buck there.
Ed Encina, Orioles beat writer for the Baltimore Sun. Ed, good luck with Schmucker, and I'll see you down there soon enough.
Yeah, I'm going to need it, Brett. You better get down here soon enough.
I can't help you. I can't help you when it comes to dealing with Schmuck. I'm not I'm not an expert in all things. I'm just a sports talk show host.
Well, we'll see if I make it.
All right, Ed Encina down there in Sarasota, Florida, who probably has to eat dinner with El Schmuckeru right now as we speak. Amazing. Dave Petromala, head lacrosse coach at Johns Hopkins, in 20 minutes right here on Sportsline.